Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Just a gentle reminder, there's a three-hour Survivor extravaganza on tonight.
What?
So please try not to call me or Vinny during that time. We're going to be busy. There's no way you can stay up for the whole 3 hours, obviously, right?
I don't even know if I'll catch any. I usually get in bed and then read the winner, and then I'm done. It's
but
super
now you
weird.
Have, now you have time. Watch a little tonight. Finish it up tomorrow.
It is weird, though, that I'm highly invested in the whole season, and then because of the hours and the way that they present the finish, I find myself feeling like, I'll just read the end and be done with it.
And you miss a lot of stuff because, you know, there have been a few times where it gets so crazy getting down to the final three.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true. You are invested. You've watched the whole season. You have until Friday morning at 6 a.m. You should watch it. Give that little gift to yourself.
Okay.
All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Don't forget the Radio.com app. And listen to our show live. Even if you miss us, you can catch the show's entire podcast there on radio.com, the app.
Lucky.
Get it for your phone. You're going to love it. It's amazing.
Oh, never messes up.
Smooth. Right. No, it is.
Smooth like cream.
They're going to start replacing the word flawless with radio.com. Mm,
that thing is so radio.com.
They're interchangeable. That's right.
Her complexion is radio.com.
Exactly. See, you get it.
I did. Yeah. I've already started using it, so it's, you know, rolls off the tongue. Why wouldn't I? Synonymous.
Well done. Thank Clarkie, you really are leading the way.
All right. I really am, Ben.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Newsom. Yesterday, he laid out rules for restaurants to reopen. The Bay Area is waiting either way, so this doesn't necessarily have any effect on what we're waiting for. It's interesting, though, as he says, how or the process by which restaurants will need to be set up. One of the things they say is, first of all, you have to have flattened the curve in your area, period. Like that's
how will we know that?
Well, the numbers are good, and actually nationwide the numbers are flattening. So in reality, what we did worked.
Right.
The real debate now becomes, how soon can we reopen, and do we slide backward if we do? So that's really where we're at. And maybe we don't say that enough, but it's worked. People, despite the casualties and the sickness that people have experienced, for the most part, we've kept it way down from what it would have been if had we just said,
yeah, early estimates were huge.
Right. So he's saying that there'll have to be some questions at the door of the restaurant about symptoms. So they can't really test you at the door of a restaurant, but they may say things like, have you had a fever? Do you have a cough? Do you have a mask? Because you'll need that in there as well. When you're not taking a bite, you'll need to be wearing a mask. Another thing is they won't allow people to wait for their table in the restaurant. You'll have to wait in your car.
Oh, and they'll call you?
I guess so. Those little
that's not
things.
Bad.
Most restaurants have those, or they use your cell phone. But
yeah,
they also have those little things they hand you that you can walk off with.
That's
in your gloved hand.
Yeah, because if you've ever been waiting for a table in a crowded restaurant where you sort of everyone is trying to jam onto that one bench, that seems like a cesspool of viruses.
Right.
Let's jump in there.
Right. So anyway, there's going to be some pretty strict rules in place. Again, in the Bay Area, we're not part of this. Let's get restaurants open again and get back to eating out. So it's we're farther off for that.
Yeah.
Although I do see the video your mom posted of them out. They looked happy, and they looked, and I was thinking to myself, as I saw them, I thought, I want to eat out.
Yeah, I would love to eat out too. God, I love eating out. No cleaning up. Mm-hmm. You're so full afterward. Like, oh, why did I eat all that? Oh, I love that feeling.
Of course, you know, what one of the negative side of what Newsom's talking about is, and here's a quote from the article, the conditions haven't changed at all. We don't have herd immunity and we don't have a vaccine. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe we're moving forward too soon. We'll have to wait and see.
It would really suck to take a couple steps forward and then to take one back. So I think you roll it out slow. There's no way we can wait for, I mean, the world dies if we wait until, well, humanity really gets a hard blow if we wait until there's a vaccine or a cure.
Right. The chancellor for 23 Cal State universities, his name is Timothy White. He has said now, or very early in the process, as all different school systems and schools are dealing with, how are we going back? What will it look like? What can we put in place? Cal State systems have said almost all instruction will be online in the fall term.
Incredible.
And he's really early to that. Basically, what he's saying is, so many people are fretting and worrying about what their fall season looks like and how to make plans for that. And I haven't experienced this. You have, Sarah. I know that there is stress in terms of applying for schools, stress in terms of where will I live? What, you know, where do I get my books? All the things that you deal with a college.
How will I pay for that?
Especially away from home.
Right.
It becomes a real concern and a real worry. And basically he jumped out in front of it and said, we're just going to do remote instruction in the fall semester. And I'm making the announcement now because I've heard from too many people who are anxious. So, and that hopefully leads the way for other schools to, because that is an issue, I would mm-hmm. imagine.
Absolutely.
Know?
I just wonder how it's going to affect tuitions, how it's going to affect admissions as well. Like, if they're doing that online and they're pulling it off, there really is no limit on class sizes. And I'm wondering if there are institutions that are worried about devaluing what it means to be a graduate of that college. You know what I mean? Because it's basically free money for them. Like everyone that applied to the Cal system got in and paid, you know, almost what it would have cost to go there, that's a lot of money they don't have to turn away.
Right. I think that a lot of schools are dealing with their rep and how to deal with this. The schools listed include San Francisco State University, San Jose State University, Cal Poly, CSU San Marcos. There's a bunch of schools, Fresno, Fullerton, Humboldt. So there's a lot of schools you're familiar with on the list. Chico!
Is I was just going to ask them. Chico.
Yeah, Chico's one
it.
Of them. So some are, you know, look, some of the schools, their rep is partying. Hello, Chico.
Chico!
And others, you know, they have high academic values. It ultimately, I think what you have to worry about, if I'm Timothy White, you have to worry about, we let school come back and a bunch of kids died.
Yeah, the school could be done.
Like, that's what, ultimately, I know that sounds like, oh, Vin, why do you got to go? But that's what, if you're in charge of everything, that's where your head has to go. If we come back and there's God forbid there's an outbreak, what are we going to do? And how are we going to deal with these parents who come back and say, what? Our kid has passed? So I just see that being the he's leading the way right there.
Yeah.
Setting it up.
Well, it's one of those things that we're, you know, if it's going to change everything. If everything moves online and we're all doing all this stuff that normally we had to go someplace. I mean, and actually it could make real changes for the better. You know, fewer cars out on the roads. Maybe the air is bad. I you know, we should, if this is going to be the new normal, let's try to find some positives.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I'm insane.
No, I think that right now it's easy to get caught up in how these changes might become permanent. Some might. I also think that most won't. I think that kids want to go to school. They want to leave home and they want to go to school.
That is for sure.
So back to a couple quickies before I get to some nonsense. So baseball is looking at coming back and how will that look? And players are having to decide whether they're going to want to play to empty stadiums and what that will sound like. The NBA season is now looking at that as well. Can we continue the season? And one of the stories is about how they've made positive momentum towards resuming the season. But then as you read the article, it's like, well, we have to expect that there will be sickness among the players, even if we're doing these games in a bubble. So if LeBron James gets COVID-19 in the season
and loses a leg because of the blood clots.
Or less so. What the point they're making is, okay, so if LeBron James gets COVID-19 and it's the NBA Finals, does he have to get pulled from the game?
Yeah, he does.
Right. So now they're like, wait, so the whole thing is about the LeBron James show, and now you're going to pull him from the game and make everyone... I don't think they're going to be able to go back. If they have to start pulling players from the games if they test positive...
That's it. It's almost like one positive test, and the whole thing's got to get shut down.
And that's what they're talking about is, basically, it comes down to this... While we're going to try to make as clean an environment as possible, we have to assume there will be positive tests and we have to be in a position to finish the season even with those tests. And I don't think they can do it. I certainly don't think they can do it without their big stars. That's a star league. So we'll see. But
it is. It's star driven. You're right.
They're calling it positive momentum building towards the NBA season resuming. And then
fingers
you read the article
everybody.
And go... I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah. I see zero momentum. I see roadblocks at every turn.
And they talk about baseball getting back to it, and they say, would it be okay to play without fans? And they say there are precedents for this. Now, let me just read this to you because I was blown away by it. In October 2018, Croatia and England played an anticipated rematch of the World Cup semifinal held 3 months earlier. Only it became a lifeless, forgettable event played in an empty stadium because of a punishment Croatia's fans got because they'd burned a swastika into the pitch on a previous match.
Oh.
So the racism in Croatia caused them to suffer the penalty that they would not be able to have fans in the stands. And I'm reading that going, that was 2018. Who knew?
I'd never heard of that. It was like a tie in the World Cup, and they rematched it because of the swastika?
I cannot believe that happened.
This is freaking weird.
So they say there's a couple other examples of games played without fans. And they say it's weird. You will hear the players talking to each other, echoing through the stadium because there's no other noise.
Yeah, it's, listen, I get that everybody wants their sports. I get, did you read the Sean Doolittle thing? He posted he's a Washington Nationals pitcher. And he said, I want to play. I do. Here are the 5 questions I want answered before I'll come back. Are there enough tests? And is it wrong for them to be used up on baseball players? Long-term effects of the virus? He's citing studies that say, there's the whole... blood clot, strokes, liver damage, fertility issues, they're all possible. Will they be modifying the dugouts and locker rooms to make them safer? What if there's a second wave? Would they cut the season short? If someone tests positive, what do we do? It's like the LeBron James question. If LeBron James tests positive, what, the season's over?
Right. It's going to be interesting.
It's just too many questions.
Well, but there's also too much money and too many people who
that
really
is
love
true.
Them. So we'll see. Yep. All right, let me get to my goat story and then I'll do some text. So apparently this house in East San Jose, they say the owner says the hill behind his home caught fire about 15 years ago. And since then, they use goats a few times a year to clear the brush. I'm assuming they're renting the goats and that these goats don't regularly
herds,
live
right?
there. Yeah,
those are herds of goats that people say will eat your hillside for you.
One of the goats was eating flowers over a fence and somehow tapped one of the electric fences, causing it and others to break the boards on the fence, and they were suddenly set free. So there is video of 200 goats roaming this suburb, suburban neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Look, they're all stopped at the stop sign. Yeah. Oh, no, they're going. I take it back.
It's one guy in charge who just is walking and leading this whole goat herd.
Oh,
and by guy, I mean goat. It's a goat. They're just, you can see it's that herd mentality. Oh, we're going left. We're going right. We're going right. We're going up here. Nope.
I'm just following this guy's butt.
Right. It's so stupid, but this is a San Jose.
Oh, did they just like decimate the neighborhood? Like, it looks like they're like, oh, let's stop here for some flowers. Look at them going into these people's house. Oh, my God.
They went up to a gated backyard. You know how your front.
Yeah, there's a gate.
I guess that must look like home to them. So they started heading for it and then realized they couldn't get in.
Oh, this is hysterical. Look at this guy stop and eat these guys' flowers. He's right. Like, oh, the herd is still going. Let me catch up with them.
It's pretty funny footage.
There's pretty good flowers over here. Oh, my God. They're just destroying these people's flower beds. Oh, I don't mean to laugh because I would cry so bad if that many goats were in my backyard right now.
Rancher got the goats back onto the ranch lands in about 5 minutes, they say. But many people in the neighborhood say this is the most fun we've had all quarantine.
Yeah, well, like, that's certainly exciting. Yeah,
there's some action. At least something's happening.
That is totally worth a minute of your time. Like, go look. Like, just picture your little neighborhood. It's just a neighborhood. It looks like all the other neighborhoods. And it's a sea of goats. Hey, Bryn, put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's a solid link. Let's put that there and we'll get some eyeballs on the site.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny, this is from 4 and 5. Your NBA analogy is off. If King James tears his ACL in the finals, they go on with LeBron James watching from the sidelines. I understand that. Actually, it's not my analogy. It's in the article where they're talking about how a situation where someone tests positive, now what do the other players do?
They've all been exposed.
So do they all go to quarantine?
Right. That's the question.
The real issue becomes, and if you're watching the finals, and while LeBron James may have tested positive, is he showing symptoms? Does he feel like he can play? Can you let him play if he says, I feel great?
Yeah. Even though I have it, I feel fine.
Right. So there's a lot more in play than just a simple, that's an injury, bad luck for you. It looks like you guys are going to lose the championship or whatever.
Right.
But look, I want them to go back. So whatever answer you give that leans the right way for me, I'll take it. I want to see basketball and I want to see baseball.
I hope you get to, Vin. I really do. I mean, I know you've made it very clear that this is.
I'll tell you what I would do too.
I want it for you.
I would record games because I can't really watch them during the day, but I would stay up late on the weekend and watch games that I've recorded. It'd be great. I would love it.
I can't imagine anything I'd rather watch less. I will be on the other TV in the room watching HGTV. How's that sound? We can hold hands. We'll hold hands on the couch. I'll look at my TV. You look at your TV. Does that sound good?
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up with the trash?
I don't know where John and Christina are in this scenario.
I think they're looking at us like, what the hell are those two doing?
What are they doing? They're like, let's get out of here. Let's go get a sandwich. Coming up in the trash. Oh, boy. Tekashi 6ix9ine. This guy. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.